Good evening, everybody. Daily Grind, day 59. I am almost at a 24-hour day. It's crazy how things happen sometimes. There was a nap plan today, in general, and that did not happen. And I've been up since, like, literally almost 24 hours. I woke up at, like, 3 in the morning. My brain woke up and was like, it's so crazy. Like, sometimes as an entrepreneur, your brain will be like, I gotta get all these things done. And they're ready to go, but, like, your body's like, no, I need sleep. I kind of ended up at this impasse, so then I got up to get some work done, and the next thing you know, it's time to do my day. And I kind of couldn't help but yawn on the podcast, so I do apologize. I'm just that tired. And so I worked at the market today. I had a meeting today. One of my really good girlfriends was putting on an event that I had promised I'd help. And again, it's like, you know, sticking to your commitments. But then, you know, sometimes, like, time really flies when you're having fun. I get home. I literally just crawled into bed and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't do my podcast. So now I'm here to you guys. And I just don't even know where the day went because I didn't even get my nap in. So my lesson today is, like, know your limits. So I always look at my schedule as far in advance as I can. So, like, if someone says, like, hey, let's go to a movie. I'm like, okay, what time? Like, let's say 10. Okay, well, what do I have to do tomorrow and the day after that? And will I have enough time to recoup? So even though, like, I knew from advance that this day was going to be, like, a little hectic, not as hectic as I was expecting, I know tomorrow I just have the market and I have my group meditation class. And then I've got a good 15 hours where I can crash and burn. Because my introvert inside of myself always needs to sleep after a lot of interaction with people. Which is something people don't often get, is that a lot of entrepreneurs are actually really introverted. We just kind of put the extrovert face on to do it, and it really is draining for us. I'm yawning again. You're like, I don't want to hear you on a podcast. I'm sorry. I apologize. But yeah, so my lesson today is make sure you're looking in advance of your schedule so that on days where you just can't help it and you do a 24-hour day, you know you can eventually catch up on your sleep. Thank goodness for my weighted blanket because I have to get up shortly, and I know it's just going to put me right in a deep sleep right away. So have a great day, you guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.